Diva Kaja is my share Joe Ballard Thoughtful. She arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And we're starting this week with a Johnny McAvoy track. In fact, we might get two Johnny McAvoy tracks in this week's programme. We'll see how it goes. But Johnny is bemoaning the fact here, since Maggie went away. It means a lot to me, this Maggie name, because my mother was Margaret, as I think I told you on a recent programme. And my eldest sister was always known as Maggie, till she became a teenager. And then she wanted to be known as Margaret. Anyway, enough prattle. Johnny McAvoy, Since Maggie Went Away.
No more I'll stroll, no more I'll stroll beside the rippling stream, or see the scarlet poppies flame amid the fields so green. No more beneath the trees I'll watch the butterflies at play, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The sweet wild rose, the sweet wild rose that loved to see us there and seemed to bid us hope and love, now tells me to despair. The blackbird sings his song unheard high on the leafy spray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray, for my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. The heartless sun with splendor fills the sky and mocks with smiling beams the heart that now can only sigh. Shine on bright sun, I'll walk with you and say, my heart is filled with since Maggie went away. Since Maggie went away from me, in sorrow I will stray. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away. For my heart is filled with woe, since Maggie went away.
That was Joni McAvoy's version of Since Maggie Went Away. I think recently I played a version of it by Ronnie Drew. I think we must look that one up for a future programme. And we're moving up, right up into Ulster, because you're getting three for the price of one here, because the Wolf Tones are going to sing parts of, they're not going to sing the whole song, parts of songs that are associated with Armagh, Antrim and Donegal. Listen to the Wolf Tones as they sing The Boys in the County Armagh, The Green Glens of Antrim, and The Homes of Donegal. And they do it very well too.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished her bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true. Ah, but there in the heart of his bosom lie the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the pond. Although I've oftentimes left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, the city's near or far, sure my heart's at home in all Ireland, in the county of Armagh. Far across yonder blue lies a true fairy land, where the sea ripples over its shingle and sand, where the gay honeysuckle is luring the bee, and the green glens of Antrim are calling to me. If stay a while, I want to see how you're getting on, I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you all and all, for there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal.
Now, it's foot-tapping time from the Kilfenora Band. In fact, if you like, you might even get up and do an Irish set for this one. This is, well, two reels they're playing. First of all, Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair. One, two, three, four. Thank you. couple of nice, lively reels there, Paddy Ryan's Dream and the Ballinasloe Fair from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. Recently, I've tried, whenever possible, to get two Daniel O'Donnell tracks into our Sounds Irish programme. Daniel, I think, as I've said so often, is the greatest icon in Irish entertainment over the last number, goodly number of years. So here's our first Daniel O'Donnell track. Where have we been? We've been to Clare, we've been to Armagh, Antrim and Donegal. No, Daniel is from Donegal, but we're not getting Donegal from Daniel now. He's moved over to Galway.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. The strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
I I think that's a wonderful arrangement of that particular song. Of course, Daniel sings it very well, but the orchestration behind him is very suitable. Daniel O'Donnell and Galway Bay. Now, here's another bit of fun, this time from Patsy Watcorn. Now, you've got to get the singing of this quite right. If you've got a group of people all together, we'll say at a party, in which someone stands up and sings this, it's important that you all stop at the same time for the little inserts. You get it as you go along. But this was a song that my brother used to sing. Now, his name wasn't Sylvester. Patsy Watcorn and My Brother Sylvester. Got a row of medals on his chest, big chest. Take a listen.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink the battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York, and he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea, and he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He kills 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, else fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that would sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to old Japan, so they brought out a whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad, sure he played the whole lot. Well, the old church bells did ring, and the old church choir did sing. They all turned out to bid farewell to my big brother Sylvester.
He was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest.
He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest. Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that will sink the battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
Patsy Watcorn and his friends telling us all about My Brother Sylvester. Now to my favourite Irish female vocalist. And of course, regular listeners will know to whom I refer. Anne Marie O'Riordan. And she's singing a song that, well, goes along with a lot of Irish history, inasmuch as there was much poverty down through the ages here in Ireland, particularly in the years following the famine. Here, Anne Marie O'Riordan and Hard Times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all some sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song which sighs of the weary. Hard times have
Now, another of our regular contributors to Sounds Irish, the Clancy Brothers. Now, they're singing a song that you all know so well. Well, you all know about moonshine. Now, people in America think they invented moonshine. I've got news for you. No, it was first invented in Ireland. Of course, we call it potsheen. And when the lads emigrated to Canada and America and places of that ilk, well, they made their own potsheen, but they didn't call it potsheen. It was called moonshine. But here, the Clancy Brothers changed the lyrics a little bit. I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill, they say. But we all know it's a $10 bill, because you know what it is. Listen, here, the Clancy Brothers and the Moonshiner.
I've been a moonshiner for many a year. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and I set up me still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash I can go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Oh, moonshine, dear moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, old father, but are you try me? Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Oh, it red smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
Ah, And if moonshine don't kill me, the obvious, I live till I die, from the Clancy Brothers there. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the Heartfelt Cry of a Maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16 and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I go away home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
But a village in County Tyrone, I can still see the stream flowing down Cairn Glen. On a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not that village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Now, a lot of people say Tyrone. In fact, I do sometimes. But the correct pronunciation is, as Philomena said it there, Tyrone. It's T-Y-R-O-N-E, a village in County Tyrone. Now, the last time I played a version of this next track, it was by the Bards. But I want you to listen to the Jolly Beggarman telling us the story of Lanigan's Ball, Jeremy Lanigan. His father died and left him 10 acres of ground, and he was wealthy, right? So he decided to have a ball and call all his neighbours. Take a listen to the Jolly Beggar Man. This is a track longer than we usually have, but it tells a good story.
In the town of a time when Jeremy Lanigan battered the Whitley hat and the pound, his father he died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who wouldn't forget him when come to the wand, and if you'll but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten with a rose and ruxins with Lanigan Ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. And just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round the cask. There was lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Nolans, the Dolans, old Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all around the room in the wordly gig. But Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a real Irish jig. Oh, how the girl, she got mad at me and danced till you think that the sailings would fall. So I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. The boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing away in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarty, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia Mortar called for her brothers, got and gathered them all. Camerdy swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's Ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop too much, I suppose. Her sweetheart and Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair colleagues stretched out by the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's Ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learned to dance for Lanigan's ball. Boys, oh boys, 'tis then there was Rooks as myself got a kick from Big Fail on the queue. But soon I replied to his kind introductions and picked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the Piper was near being strangled. They squeezed up his pipes, fellows, chanters, and all the girls in their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.